Hey, welcome to the Big Dog Lakers Pod.
Hi.
It's game time.
Why should I live in history? You know, I don't want to know anything anymore.
Yeah.
This is a world where nothing is solved. Someone told me once that time is a flat circle.
Uh-huh.
And everything we've done or will do, we're going to do over and over.
If I have to relive last night over and over again, I'm going to kill myself.
And the Los Angeles Lakers are going to blow a game where they lead to the Denver Nuggets again and again and again forever.
And you got this is written down?
This is just off the dome. This is what I'm feeling right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ryan went to the top of Mount Wilson and came down with that on a tablet.
This is definitely not somebody else's words that I looked up and memorized before the...
Oh, the war.
Somebody wrote this?
Yeah, I know. I'm saying this is definitely not that. This is something I came up with for myself.
So you're the saddest man alive.
Absolutely.
You're Russ Cole.
Uh-huh, that's right.
It was so bad yesterday.
Yesterday and what was the first game? Friday? Saturday.
Saturday.
Ruined my damn weekend.
Dude, I was doing a double. I was in the middle of a double.
Double what?
We went, woke up, by the way, eight adults, all right? Eight grown-ass adults.
Mm-hmm.
Sent out the message, do you want to do a double? We're going to go Dodgers game, bobblehead, 1:30. Then we're going to go to a brewery after that while we let time pass.
Uh-huh.
And then we are going to go to the LAFC game. They're playing the New York Mets, and they're playing the New York Red Bulls. Does anybody want to go enjoy some L.A. versus New York entertainment? Eight couples said yes. And then slowly, day by day, everyone...
16 people.
Everyone dropped.
That seems like a nightmare to try to plan.
We got 16 people to a Dodgers game.
Uh-huh.
Four people to an LAFC game.
Uh-huh.
Not one person didn't complain.
Okay.
Now, I'm like the only one that was like, I had a blast.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
else was like, oh, my back hurts. Yeah, I don't like this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm high off the Dodgers game, having a great time, pacing myself out so I don't burn out before the LAFC game. And then I'm just like, keep looking at my phone. And I'm like, you guys, this lead that we had, it is dwindling. Now we're down.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're like far away.
Yeah.
Guys, this doesn't look like it's coming back.
No.
And then slowly your text messages just being like, this can't get any worse. This will never be worse than tonight.
Yeah.
To realize all your life, all your love, all your hate, all your memory, all your pain, it was all the same thing.
Who wrote that lit?
It was all the same dream you had in a locked room. A dream about being a happy person.
This is My Chemical Romance or what's who's
I think this
on?
Is Rose Byrne in Inception.
Oh, and, sure. Yeah.
And like a lot of dreams, there was a monster at the end of it.
Maybe it's a Tool song?
Oh, this is like a monologue from the end of a video game?
This is just me, how I feel. This
okay,
is
well,
me
now we want to know. Now we want to know what you're quoting.
I'm not quoting anything. I'm just talking about the Denver Nuggets versus the Los Angeles Lakers.
This is like the end of Silent Hill?
I've never played a Silent Hill game.
Well, now we know he's lying.
Clearly lying.
I've only played PT. That's the only Silent Hill game I've played.
Cruiser,
loser, more like it. That's what the Los Angeles Lakers drive. PT
Damn,
losers.
We stink.
Hey, my grandma drives a cruiser.
Well, she's cruising.
Uh-huh.
The Lakers ain't.
They losing.
Do we stink?
I mean, from the win and loss column, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I tell you, we don't smell like victory.
Did you know that there's only one person on the bench scoring points?
Taurean Prince.
That's it.
Spencer Dinwiddie, what the hell is going on in his head?
Spencer Dinwiddie, Gabe Vincent, and Jackson Hayes, all three in both games have combined for 0 points.
I didn't mind Jackson
Wait,
Hayes.
What? Say that again?
Spencer Dinwiddie, Gabe Vincent, and Jackson Hayes in two games have combined for 0 points.
They've played an hour worth of basketball.
What?
Yeah. Taurean Prince is the only person off the bench who has points.
Dude,
there's no other bench points besides Taurean Prince.
There have been multiple times where... Spencer Dinwiddie has taken a shot, and I thought, that has to be the dumbest shot I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and I don't want to see that man take a shot again.
Uh-huh.
And then the next time they come down the court, he does it again from a different place. And I go, get him off the fucking floor. And it's Gabe Vincent.
Yeah.
And I go, I can't tell you two losers apart. Like, you're, you look not exactly the same, but similar. Uh-huh. Just because they have their hair done similarly right now. But then you're missing. You're, like, more similar in how bad your misses are. That I'm just like, get. When we cut Gabe Vincent, we don't sign him. And he goes to, like, the
Minnesota.
Toronto Raptors. Minnesota uh-huh. next year. He's going to shoot.
Oh.
80%, right?
He's going to have a record three-pointing shooting.
Record year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Record year.
Speaking of records, D'Lo tied a Lakers playoff three-point making record with 7.
Good for him, man.
He was really good in the first half.
Do you know how long the Denver Nuggets led for in the second in game 2?
Exactly
1 second.
0.1 second.
44 seconds.
44 seconds.
In the beginning. And I think 0.0001 seconds at the end.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
No, 0.000.
I know. I got to know where you count it. Yeah.
That's wild, man.
Yeah. And that is the terrible and secret fate of all life. You're trapped.
We're
by the nightmare you keep waking up into.
I just don't get
it. I think it's a Metallica song.
Yeah. It must be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be Metallica. Or that one heavy metal guy that everybody's like, he's not really metal, from Scandinavia, that was actually like a serial killer. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
There was like a heavy metal guy, and then he was actually like a serial killer in like, I keep saying Scandinavia.
One of the Nordic countries?
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah.
I remember a band who like killed his singer or something.
Oh, like a Rammstein type. But
Rammstein, yeah. Man. Du Hast went hard.
That's what Du Hast means, just all the words I've been saying.
Really?
Yeah.
What? No, I don't think so. I don't think so, because a kid brought a German translating book and we translated Du Hast in the 7th grade.
Yeah? What does it mean?
It was like, don't stop.
You and I were able to watch game 1.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't even know what to say about this. I mean, you have LeBron, AD, and D'Lo playing just over 40 minutes each.
Great.
And then in the next game, no one plays 40 minutes. And you think, look, this is game 2. We should try to steal one in their home. Let's play everybody as much as we possibly can, especially when we're up, and especially when we're losing this lead while we're up.
Well, my problem was, and consistently is, the three-guard lineup. Because we were up 12, and then Darvin Ham decides at the middle of the third to put AD, Torian, Spencer Dinwiddie, and...
Gabe Vincent,
yeah. All on the floor at the same time.
This is game 1?
This is game 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we stink.
Non-LeBron / AD Lakers have combined for 85 points in this series, while non-Jokic and Murray Nuggets have combined for 114 points this series. Which I think...
means we need more points.
Means we need... more than one person to score off the bench, number 1.
I can't believe no one has scored off the bench.
And number 2, I feel like last year it was only Jokic and Murray killing us for 48 minutes.
Not the case.
It felt like that.
It might have felt like that, but that's not the case.
And I think besides role players having good games, it was just Murray and Jokic. Now it's Porter consistently having a starter game. KCP consistently having a starter game, like an all-star level game.
That's the thing, KCP didn't even have a good game. He had like an amazing dunk.
Yes, and I was going to say his plus minus has to be, because he switched on to LeBron like for the second half.
He's minus 4.
In game 2, yeah.
But this is what I'm saying, is like they... So the second team on Denver completely whipped our ass, mm-hmm. just because they're a little bit taller and better than us.
Yeah.
And also, Christian Brown, guard him. Put a body in front of him.
Dude, there was one series where he bodied LeBron and then got a layup on the other side. And I was like, what the fuck is happening
here? What the hell is happening?
What the fuck is happening here?
Yeah. Get a fucking ball. Rebound. Do something. Also, Rui stinks this series.
He is betting against the Lakers. He's betting on the Nuggets.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
When he's going...
Because I think you get negative money if you bet on the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest, if he really wanted to gamble, if he really wanted to gamble and make some money,
yeah,
he should bet on the Lakers and show the fuck up.
No, he should bet on himself to be bad.
No.
Yes, because he's to.
Well,
I think
he's going under the points total for himself
to score 7 points and then get even worse and score 3 points.
Look, man, I believe it.
Okay? He looked mad when he scored the 3-pointer in the first game. He's like fucking pissed that one.
I think that I can score 4.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this many times. We've talked about this. It would be easier for him to score 12 than it would be to score 3. You had to suck bad.
He was blowing layups.
You had to suck bad. There was one where he went under the basket, backboard, and he launched it over the rim.
Yeah.
You were like, what the fuck, Rui? Where's the touch? No touch.
The touch for everybody has been gone, except for Anthony Davis, who's looked great these last two games. But even during our slump in the third quarter when we blow the 12-point lead,
he gets eaten alive.
He gets eaten alive, and he gets no touches. We can't get an entry pass.
Turnovers.
In. Yeah.
In which game?
Two.
Game two. Yeah. In the
two. You know what?
In game one, we had literally triple the turnovers that the Nuggets had.
What really sucks is I did not expect to win any games.
Me neither.
I did not expect to win any games in Denver. I'm still hoping beyond hope for no fucking reason. By the way, any listener or you guys, if you want to know what it's like to have a good dad who is not present, this is it. This is what it's like. Where you are like, I shouldn't believe in you, but I have hope down deep that we pull this out. But I shouldn't. But like, everything has told me that there is nothing to believe in here. But then you go, I don't know, maybe. Maybe this will work out. I took this loss so bad yesterday that I took it I don't use this word lightly. I hate this phrase. I took it like a man.
Oh, yeah?
It ended. I turned it off. I went straight to my bed, and I laid down and went to bed.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like,
oh, yeah.
I can't even scream. I can't even, like, I don't even know how to react right now. I'm going straight to bed and hoping that I feel better in the morning. And I texted you guys at 4:30 in the morning, just woke up, still mad.
Oh, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
A day later, I'm still pissed.
I texted you guys, like 5 minutes after you said you're going to sleep, I was like, I think this was might have been 9:59 when you said that.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you guys want to record tomorrow? And you did not respond. I was like, oh, he's sleeping.
I went
straight to bed. Yeah.
I went straight to bed. I didn't look at my phone when I brushed my teeth. I brushed my teeth silently. Mm-hmm. And I went and my wife said, what? How did it end? And I said, not good. Mm-hmm. And I just closed my eyes.
You still did your nightlies. Brush your teeth.
I had to.
Yeah.
I had to.
Yeah. I can't sleep without brushing teeth. I have to sleep.
No, oh, I can 100% sleep without brushing my teeth. But I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I could. Can you sleep without brushing your teeth, Alex?
I always prefer to brush my teeth.
I mean, we prefer it.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you ever wake up on the couch and then walk to your bed and go, not today. We're skipping it today.
Oh, yeah. No. Even if I get in like a good like YouTube wormhole and I go and I look up and it's like 3 a.m., I go,
I'm skipping it today.
All year we said to be good in the playoffs and beat the Nuggets if we ever see them in the playoffs is for D'Angelo Russell to be our sharpshooter.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And what did he do in game one?
He stunk.
But we also said you can expect nothing from him in the playoffs. He's there to get us there. Anything he gives us is extra.
Well, now expect nothing. Now we can't even expect nothing because in game two, he tied a Lakers record for threes.
Unexpected.
He was a +4 in that game. He went 7-for-11 from three, 8-of-16 from the field.
He had a great sweeping left-handed layup to put us up or tie the game with the last minute on the clock.
According to the refs in game two as well, only three players on the Lakers were fouled. No one else on the Lakers were fouled, according to the refs, except Rui, LeBron, and Anthony Davis.
Okay, I have thoughts on this.
Uh-huh.
They didn't call anything for us.
Mm-hmm.
This is, if this feels like a homer take, we didn't get any fucking calls.
Game two. Okay.
So many fouls.
But also,
so many times that LeBron should have gotten an all-star call.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And also, even with that, how many times did LeBron just drive into the paint and fall over? How many times did the fucking Spencer Dinwiddie goes for a layup? It doesn't even go forward. It just goes straight up.
Bro, he like airballed.
Why did nobody turn around after LeBron dunked that ball to fucking play defense?
Yeah.
Like, what? All these other fucking things that we did to ourselves after. Also, they didn't give us any fucking calls. But also, we fucked up.
Yeah, we were up 20. We could have closed him out. We slowed down the pace so much in the second half that nobody was getting the basket consistently except for LeBron in the fourth quarter. But by then, it was just like, okay, momentum's not on our side.
The Nuggets used both challenges and were successful both times.
One of them did was wrong.
Which one?
Where they fucking punch AD in the face.
They punched D'Lo in the
D'Lo
face.
D'Lo in the face.
D'Lo, sorry.
And here's the thing. D'Lo didn't sell it. He kind of was like wincing a little bit.
No, they call a foul.
Right, and then they reverse it. What I'm saying is if D'Lo had like done more than kind of like, ah, that hurt. If he would gone to the floor and acted like he had a concussion, it might have not gotten turned over.
Yeah.
I think that's an insane take because they go look at it on a camera.
Right. But I
but
think
if they look
it
on a camera and they go, well, he does seem like he's wincing a little.
Yeah,
there.
I think.
That's insane.
But it is insane. Because then the refs can call like a flagrant. They didn't call it a flagrant originally, and they didn't change it to a flagrant or even review it to be a flagrant. They just reviewed to if there was a foul. Or
I have an
play.
Insane take.
Uh-huh.
That, by the way, I understand this is insane. This is not how life goes. LeBron goes in for that layup, that clear path layup, where he just tosses it up in the air and mm-hmm. it went in, and then he just lays on the floor for a little while.
Yeah,
I feel like. And this is me being insane.
Uh-huh.
I'm an insane person here. We deserve the 2 points for the ball going in the basket. We deserve one free throw for the foul.
Mm-hmm.
We deserve two more free throws because it's a clear path violation, and we deserve the ball back.
Yeah,
I think we deserve all of that for that. You shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, you can't just wrap somebody up.
Yeah, this
throw
has been
under the floor.
This has been a debate for a while. Like, because
if it was clear path, we would normally get the points and the ball back, right?
Yeah,
clear path and. I mean, how in the letter of the law, how is that not a flagrant foul? You're not making a basketball play.
No.
You're just, and the way KCP did it was he swiped and grabbed.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's no play on the basketball whatsoever.
No, it's just, it's wrestling.
Yeah. Now, if LeBron did that to KCP, I'd say, hey, you know, that's an everyday play.
Sometimes you get in the way. Okay, so I'm glad my insanity is not my own insanity.
No, but that is the thing people and I saw people on Twitter talking about that. It's like,
were they really?
Yeah, it's a flagrant foul. There's no play on the basketball. Yeah, you can't wrap somebody up, like you said. But people do it all the time.
Scott Foster is my enemy and should be the enemy of Al Qaeda, ISIS, and the United States government. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why he's not on the watch list.
He should be. No fly list.
Wouldn't he be a friend?
Watch list.
I think he should be in Gitmo right now.
FBI top 10 most wanted list.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Keep Gitmo open just for Scott Foster.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Tony
Better
Brothers.
Business Bureau gives him a D.
Yeah, D's get degrees. Try to remember that rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
My other problem with our team is Anthony Davis is cooking. He has 32 points in this second game. Give him the damn ball.
No.
Look, okay. I have thoughts on this too. You're right. They should have given him the ball. Also, if I have to watch Anthony Davis take another fucking two-pointer with his heel touching the three-point line, I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Yeah, back it up two inches.
Back it up or go backwards or go forwards. But that spot is not the spot to be taking shots from.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's his shot, though. His shot is doing that backup and spin baseline
mm-hmm.
shot
uh-huh.
or a mid-range in the left to the left or right of the
I love
free
that
throw
baseline
line.
Shot.
Yeah, yeah.
He looked great in that.
Yeah, yeah. That's a shot. And he makes them.
But he's shooting like 66% in this game too.
14 of 19.
Give him the damn ball.
I would say so. He has more points and assists than Jokic in this game. It felt good every time I saw Anthony Davis go up against Jokic.
Well, not assists.
Assists? Yeah. Jokic had 10. Oh, no, never mind. Sorry, I was looking at LeBron's stat line. You're right, you're right. That was 12 assists LeBron had. They even put DeAndre Jordan out in that first game, didn't they?
Yeah.
I thought I saw some DeAndre Jordan minutes in that game. And you know how much we outscored the Nuggets with DeAndre Jordan on the court?
2 points?
Minus four.
3 points. Oh, I see three points on my screen. That's all we can get out of a DeAndre Jordan 8-minute run is he only gets down eight.
Hey,
three.
Why did we let Rui just get cooked by Jokic for like 5 minutes after AD gets that foul? I mean, we eventually bring in Jackson Hayes, but why not bring in Jackson Hayes, who I understand. I get it. He's not that much better.
Yeah.
But bring in Jackson Hayes, get your fouls.
Yes.
You get five of them.
Yeah.
He's huge. He's off balance because LeBron and AD are playing a great pick and roll game where they're putting him in trouble,
yeah,
trying to decide where he's going to play. Does he want to stick with AD or does he want to get fucking run over by LeBron? It's not very easy for him. And then all of a sudden, he loses AD, and you're like, great, I can just fucking go right at Rui. This is not going to be a problem at all anymore. Mm-hmm. I can play better defense, and I can go right at this guy. Go get your fucking fouls. Like, send in Jackson Hayes. You're not scoring any points. You're not doing anything. You're going to get in fucking Jokic's way, and you are going to KCP his ass anytime it looks like he's going to score. And then so what? You get kicked out of the game. So what?
Yeah, he played under 10 minutes both games.
Get him out there.
Yeah. So we don't need him. The answer to your question is that Jackson Hayes doesn't know how to play like that. He's not that guy. You know who is that guy?
Who's that?
A three-time Laker.
Get the fuck out of here.
Number 39.
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard.
Are you Dwight Howard's agent or manager? Because you've been selling him to.
No, he can't play anymore in the league, but. This
what would
does
cost more, the salary to get Dwight Howard on this team or the flight home from Guangdong?
This does just bring to mind, because I did see some little specks of this on Twitter. You know, everyone, obviously, after a good or bad Lakers game, fire Darvin Ham. Doesn't matter what happens. We could win by 100 points. People say to fire Darvin Ham.
Yeah.
Which I agree with, even if we win by 100. But I'm starting to see some little specks here and there of fire Rob, too. And people on Lakers Twitter are not ready to say fire Rob yet. But the thing about Dwight Howard brings me back to post-bubble championship, where Rob said, we just won the championship. We had a great team. I think we were number one in the West that year.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And Rob said,
blow it up.
Blow it up. Let's not bring almost anybody back.
Yeah, well, you know, it's tough because, you know, this happens in skateboarding.
Sorry, Jokic, Dwight Howard was great on Jokic in the bubble. We won that year against Denver. I saw somebody post this. We were like 7-2. We only lost two games to Denver that year, and that was two in the playoffs. That's it.
This happens in skateboarding a lot. You get these really cool teams, beautiful teams, and then you put out your first video. And you lose everybody to bigger contracts.
Mm-hmm.
They go other places. And that happens. That happens when we won the championship. Like, Dwight Howard went to.
But he still got a minimum on Philly.
Yeah, Philly.
Or, yeah, that's right. Or J.R. Smith went to. Yeah, he didn't go anywhere either.
No.
Or.
Dion Waiters.
Yeah, he didn't go anywhere either.
Danny Green went to Philly.
Yeah, but for like $12.
Yeah.
Markieff Morris?
Uh-huh. He went to Dallas.
What did they give him, $24?
Something like that. A bus fare. Greyhound.
Jesus Christ, man.
It was wild seeing, looking at a photo and seeing Dion Waiters there. I was like, oh, yeah, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I just saw a photo.
Yeah.
And he's in a mask and like a hoodie, like a regular hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
And for a second, I was like, who let this guy, who let this fan into the bubble?
But Dwight Howard does know how to play the game you want Jackson Hayes to play.
He does.
He does.
He does.
Jackson Hayes does not know how to play.
He's a big body too. Jackson Hayes is a skinny guy.
He's just a tall guy.
Hands up.
Just get the hands up.
He's just
make it a little bit difficult.
Yes, get your hands up because there's times where, and this is modern basketball now, but when a defender has lost in a possession, he's like, okay, I lost, and I don't want to jump or put my hands up or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You see LeBron do it all the time. And Jackson Hayes does what LeBron does, where he's like, oh, I lost this possession. I'm going to keep my hands down, not get vertical. You're not LeBron.
No.
You need to jump every defensive play. Mm-hmm. You need to put your hands up every defensive play. You need to put something. You need to get in the way.
Do we all
Even if you got blown by, you need to get in the way.
Do we all make we all make under 100,000 in this room, right?
Who are you talking about?
I mean, not you, but the rest of us normal people make under that quite severely.
Ryan's wearing a gold Rolex right now. When did he get that?
I understand.
I wouldn't get that cheap.
But he doesn't get paid $100,000. He tricked an old lady into loving it.
Mm-hmm.
A rich old lady. But how much money could I give you on a contract of an amount of years less than 5 to just be embarrassed on TV over and over again? Like to just get dunked on and embarrassed.
Oh, the Josh Gad contract.
What was that contract?
He just gets a lot of money just to be
sad
embarrassed. Yeah, bad at comedy.
Yeah, basically that. So it's like in agreeing with Ryan, like, yeah, just get your hands up and get dunked on, dog.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting at least $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
I would take $1 million to get dunked on,
sure.
To be your height and get dunked on for 5 years.
Yeah.
1 million.
Sure.
200,000 a year. Taxed.
Take it. Joe, take it.
I'm only going home with like $400,000 if you are a poor person talking about how much you get taxed for winning the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been around that conversation?
Yeah.
That's a shitty conversation.
Yeah.
But yeah, just get dunked on.
Just get dunked on.
And I know it's like, oh, what does he know? Fucking get. Yeah, you're getting $1 million. Just get dunked on.
Also, Jokic isn't going to dunk on you.
He's not going to dunk on you.
Stay down and wave your arms around.
Yeah. Literally just stand there. With your hands up, because you're so tall, and make him Eurostep you over and over and over again. Never bite. Get Eurostepped. He's already scoring the points every single time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least be in his way and pray that one time he charges into you.
Yeah.
Jackson does what AD does, because AD is that guy where someone will drive into the paint, and AD will just literally look at him, and then like a smaller guard would be like, no, okay, no, never mind. You see it all the time, every game. It happens because AD is that guy where he's going to block you.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackson does that too, where a guard, Jackson's already under the rim. A guard penetrates and has some room. And Jackson Hayes looks at him like, oh, yeah, I'm AD. I'm going to block you. And the guard's just like, no, you're Jackson Hayes. And just does a move. Yeah, just does a move and gets the ball in.
But what sucks is every once in a while, and we saw this during the season, I turned my feelings on Jackson Hayes. Like, every once in a while, he has a 5-minute stretch.
Mm-hmm.
A 2-minute stretch. We literally needed a 30-second stretch in this game. One block, one missed shot, and we don't get we don't have that ending. Like, just go on a little bit of a run, Jackson Hayes.
You yesterday were consistently trying to think of a reason to be mad at Darvin Ham.
I don't have it. Do you have it?
Yeah.
What is it?
We had 2 timeouts at the end of the game and didn't challenge the LeBron foul on Jamal Murray.
Or that other foul on Jamal Murray where he just falls down.
Yeah.
Reggie Miller said he scooped the leg.
Yeah, he scooped the leg.
Like, come on, Reggie.
Reggie made the same Peyton Manning joke like 4 or 5 times.
I had to watch it on silent.
Yeah.
So I didn't hear it.
Someone did just a long pass and he literally the same joke saying, well, is Peyton Manning out on the court today? No, that was, he said that because Peyton was like 2 seats down.
You know, sometimes
I hate him.
He's a dork.
We've all been there before. You tell a joke and you're like, I got a good one, but nobody responds. And you go, they must not have heard me.
Yeah.
I'm going to do
it. Oh yeah. You got to do it again.
And then they go, we heard you. We heard you.
Yeah. 20 million people. Heard you. You have a microphone directly
going out into the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's take some people on mute. you have 18 million people mm-hmm. not mm-hmm. listening to you, whatever.
Also, Jamal Murray has the ball, 4 seconds left. Double him.
Yeah.
He's a hot shooter. Mm-hmm. Hey, how about we double the guy who's that's also on Darvin Ham?
I felt really shitty. AD just guessed wrong. You see it in the slow-mo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He bites because he thinks he's going to go in for that scoop layup, and he steps, and Jamal pushes away.
Yeah.
It looked way closer in the original telecast, but then when you saw the replay, you were like, ooh, that was like a foot and a half of separation. Yeah. That's going in. It's rough.
But also, jump at him. You got two guys that are like 6'10 and mobile.
The only reason why I say you can't jump at him is I wonder if it's in AD's head that he can't do that anymore. Because, and I know this was a long time ago. It hasn't happened in a little while. There was that series of games, was it last year or 2 years ago, where we kept winning and AD would jump into the guy with the step back.
That
fade.
Was last year, I think.
It was last year, right? Yeah, yeah. And he would like ruin the win for us. He did it like 3 times in the season. Mm-hmm. That I wonder if in his head he's just like, I can't fuck this up.
Yeah.
I'm going straight up. I'm good tall point. Enough. I'm praying my height beats his arc. And we're just saying, fuck it. And I think that's why you can't jump at him. Like, we could, because we haven't made that mistake. Obviously, we're not on the court. I'm not saying I'm that good. I know I like to say 4 points, but that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But for him, I wonder if that's in his head of like, no, I fucked this up too many times. We're not fucking it up that way. We'll fuck it up another way.
You also just got to get into the body more. But, you know, it happened. AD was pissed off at the presser.
Specifically, the no challenge from Darvin Ham is what gets me mad. You had 2 timeouts and you didn't challenge.
But also, we're up on that like LeBron kind of fucked up play. Call timeout.
Yeah.
You got the timeouts. If there's nothing running for us with 8 seconds left, just call timeout.
2 timeouts.
Do you think he doesn't want to fuck up flow? And I understand. Sure. It's getting fucked up the whole time, just being in the flow. But like, right at the end, there was a small glimmer that they wouldn't catch us.
But also, LeBron falls to the ground. They call a foul. Just call the timeout for rest. Like, you got two guys who can close out the game.
Yeah.
Just reset.
Yeah, that's fair.
The last 10 games have been almost exactly the same. The Lakers play well.
Mm-hmm.
And you almost think they're going to win.
And did you think we were going to win when we were up 20?
No. Because for the previous 9 games...
we've destroyed them in the first half?
Maybe not even destroyed, because we weren't really destroying them in game one.
Mm-mm.
We were keeping it close. What I'm saying is we play well enough to think, wow, they might win. And then for about 16 minutes, we say, here is the guillotine, chop our heads off.
Mm-hmm.
For 16 straight minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we slow down the pace.
Mm-hmm.
We make bad decisions and don't run back on defense. We foul bait, trying to collect fouls. And it's just, you know, it's ugly basketball.
In game one, it's the Lakers 33-25 in the first quarter. And then it's 27-32. And then it's 18-32.
Yeah.
25-25 in the fourth. Where we play well, we say, never mind, we don't want to do that anymore. And then we're like, okay, we play again. In game two, 28-24, 31-20, 20-25, 20-32.
And it all happens when LeBron's off the court.
Yeah.
Because nobody knows what the fuck they're doing.
You're reborn into the same life that you've always been born into.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we had this conversation?
It's Inception. I'm pretty sure it's Inception.
You can't remember your lives.
Memento?
You can't change your lives.
Memento. Oh, sure. It's like it's like a repeating kind of story.
You just don't remember it.
It's Tom Cruise?
Oh, I think it...
Or is that Vanilla
Sky? We've had this conversation.
Vanilla Sky, yeah.
This conversation an infinite amount of times. We can't do anything to change it. We know what's going to happen in game three. We know what's going
to
happen.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
No, because I used to know every word of that movie. I was a very sad teenager.
And we can't do anything about it.
What's that one with Bill Murray where he repeats the day?
Groundhog Day? That's too dramatic.
It is too dramatic.
Especially in game two, where we almost played perfect basketball.
We played a really good game.
We played a good game.
No,
how do you beat this team?
We played 36 minutes of a good game.
Exactly. Yeah. We played, yeah.
Because they score all their points this 20 to 25 quarter in the third and then this 20 to 32 quarter in the fourth.
I wonder
that
what
happens in like a 6 minute stretch, 4 minutes end of the third, 2 minutes into the fourth.
I wonder how many of those 25 points in the third quarter they score in the second half of the third quarter.
Right.
It's most.
It's like 11, right?
Yeah.
It's like they only had 14 going into like that. We had them.
Yeah.
And then we let it go. Hope springs eternal, though.
Do we win one game? I don't think so.
You don't think we win one
game? No, and I told you guys before this game that it's going to happen like every other or the last nine.
Exact same way.
Yeah, exact same way. We're going to play well.
Yeah.
We think we're going to win, and then we're going to get crushed.
I think we might win one game
if it's game three. Does any part of you think we can win game four?
It depends.
No.
If we get off a hot start in game three where people are making their shots, then I think that we can win.
We did that in game two.
Couple games.
Hold on.
But it was also, I mean, you know, we're bad.
Mm-hmm.
We're a bad team. So maybe not. I don't know.
But
I
not really, because again, we played so well for so long.
Okay. How do we feel about D'Lo's comments on the Discord last night talking about the game?
Yeah. I mean, he said
he still has belief.
He still has belief. He said, yeah, don't give up yet.
So we're still going to win. Don't give up on us yet.
Yes.
Don't give up on us.
Yeah.
Somebody, two tomatoes on that one.
Are they throwing at him? Yeah. Someone else, I saw someone tweeted, Lakers are 0-10 versus the Nuggets since LeBron picked Jokic last in the All-Star game.
Oh, that's crazy.
I mean, this is such a demoralizing win, too.
I just don't understand how Peyton Watson is a plus 11.
I don't even know where the hell that is.
He scored 2 points.
Torian Prince is a plus 2 in this in game two.
Oh, we didn't talk about this. Game three, we're getting Christian Wood and Jared Vanderbilt back.
We get both of them back?
Yeah,
well,
both of them back.
I mean, it's not official yet, but that's the rumors and no word from the team yet. It's still a sources say, but what I was going to say, yeah, about the Dwight Howard, Jackson Hayes thing is Christian Wood is not exactly that guy, but he knows a little more than Jackson Hayes. How
he can also fucking hit a three.
He can make a layup.
Yeah. He was our 3-pointer sharpshooter like for the first month of the year, but
he'll actually pull a three instead of just turning it over.
Don't do this to me.
I'd rather them. If they shoot a shot, that's fine. If they turn it over just into like
just
nothing.
Just keep him injured. Just keep him injured.
The only thing is, again, I don't even. Did Christian Wood play against the Nuggets this year? There was weird lineups with, you know, Darvin and Christian Wood. There was like that month where he just didn't play Christian Wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, but
I'd rather we go big. At least we can get some post ups going.
Well, no, you said earlier, and you've been saying for the past few weeks, that you like 3-guard lineups, and you said there should be more.
Wrong.
Okay,
that's not
sorry.
What I said.
So here we go. Shams reported Sunday that Wood plans to be available for Game 3. That's with Shams. That's not from the team yet. And Vanderbilt, quote, exerted himself at a high level, unquote, during Monday's practice. Dave McMiniman. Not from the team. So we'll see.
I'd like somebody out there.
Somebody out there would be nice.
That's not Gabe Vincent and Spencer Dinwiddie.
God. Someone who can get
Spencer out of here, put Vanderbilt in. Because they're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
They're running around.
Mm-hmm.
Get a guy who's taller who can defend better. Have him run around.
This game was right after the Knicks game winner.
That was a rough loss for them too.
That was a rough loss because the last 2 minute report said that both Brunson and Hart fouled Maxey on the inbounds play.
Yeah.
These were two insane games, and they were so insane that I think almost nobody knows that the Cavs played right before and won.
Oh,
right
shit.
Well, good for them.
And are up 2-0 in their series.
Are they really? Yes. Holy shit.
And because I'll tell you right now, I had no idea the Cavs played.
The home teams are 12-1 this playoffs.
Who lost?
The Giannis-less
Bucks. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the Cavs won. Who are the Cavs playing? They're playing the Magic. They're 2-0, and they won, and no one knows. No one knows. Damn.
That's rough. Do we do a postmortem on this team, or do we just say
now?
No, not now. Yeah, but if we all think we're not going to win another game,
mm-hmm. I think we're going to win one game.
You think we'll win one?
I don't. I think
I'm going with Alex. Let's say we win one.
I think the honorable thing for this team to do is just to deny their programming, stop reproducing, walk hand in hand into extinction. One last midnight, brothers and sisters opting out of a raw deal.
See, this for sure is a movie.
Are you sure? But which one?
I'm just talking. What are you talking about? You guys aren't talking to me like a human being.
Yeah, because you keep quoting movie lines to us.
I would know. I'd know what a movie is.
Do you think it's just separate episodes of True Detective?
It might be.
I'm a true big dog.
Is a portal gonna open up above this fool's head right now?
Carcosa. Does that name mean anything to you?
Maybe it means something to the Yellow King, but not me.
Interesting.
Interesting. When you're making these quotes, are you Woody Harrelson or Matthew McConaughey? Because I don't remember who said what.
Woody Harrelson.
McConaughey is the depressing one every time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Woody Harrelson is just the one having sex with hot younger actresses in that
scene. That's what I was.
He gets a good sex scene for like three different actresses.
I was gonna get to is the one thing that I can't understand about that movie is how it keeps happening to Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That show.
Everyone's like loves Matthew McConaughey's like, you know, pessimistic, like cool guy, but then everyone ignores Woody Harrelson just banging hot chicks left and right.
Yeah. Just like, I don't believe it. I'm not buying it. The rest of it, the portals, the mind loss. Uh-huh. Okay, I'm getting it. Time's flat circle. I'm here for that.
Mm-hmm.
Woody Harrelson at that age?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, man. Maybe though.
Mm-mm.
I feel like he is the kind of person that might accidentally hear the Big Dog Liquor Pod one time. And show up at my place of work and be like, you don't fucking think I can still do it? And then drive away with
Woody?
A model.
Woody?
Yeah. It's like, well, fuck you then, dude. Yeah. And then he pulls away in a Ferrari.
Didn't his dad kill JFK or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He was a bank robber. I know.
Yeah, he did that.
Speaking of violence, did you know that a Jokic brother got in a fight after game two?
Yeah, he punched a fan.
Yeah.
What?
The fan was like 5'3" also.
Not cool.
And the Jokic brother is like 7 feet tall.
It's on video. Older brother. Oh, my. Strahinja. Kicking his way through the crowd to get closer to the male spectator. As soon as he got within arm's reach, he unloaded a fierce punch. Can
well,
we?
That doesn't sound like a gracious winner.
They can't. This has happened before. I feel like aren't the Jokic brothers like known like
hooligans?
I was gonna say hoodlums. Hooligans is the word I'm looking for.
I wouldn't call them that after we know he's already punching guys.
I know, but they're soccer hooligans in an NBA arena. They're
sure.
This has happened before. Am I crazy or?
Mile High Malice. Are we saying what we're calling this?
Dude, I just saw the video.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I don't think
yeah,
so.
This is what people are saying, yeah.
Dude, anybody else would be banned from from NBA arenas.
Yeah, and also in police custody, especially if there's a video.
I mean, come on.
I know.
People get hit all the time.
Uh-huh.
People die every day, but...
I
fucked up the Lions Woods, they get shot every day.
Also, like, they're like... His brothers are supposed to be like... his bodyguards because his wife and kids are there.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I thought that they were defending him closer to the court.
Uh-huh.
They're like,
No. They're rogue. Yeah. No, the NBA probably told them, like, listen, we'll let you stay. You can't be,
you
have to be double digits back. You cannot be single digit rows back. Yeah.
We can't put him up top. They might kill a poor person.
No, exactly. But Jokic's kid and wife are right next to them. And these brothers are just like,
they full on American Me, a Lakers fan off the top.
Yeah.
Anybody see American Me?
No, I've seen Blood In, Blood Out, though.
You've never seen American Me?
No, I missed that one.
Okay. What's it about?
Prison.
Okay.
But I think it's Edward James Olmos. Edward James Olmos is in the movie. I can't remember who the final scene is. They stab him up and they throw him off the top.
Jesus.
And it's like ends with him like falling all bloody and stuff. And that's what I am saying the Jokic brothers would do to a poor fan up the top if they let him sit all the way at the top.
I think the NBA needs to do something about this. And what they need to do is suspend Nikola Jokic for about 4 games.
Yeah, I can take that.
Yeah.
I would take that. I think that's harsh, but fair.
I mean, they can't go back. 2 games. Ever. Did you see Magic Johnson's tweet today?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I sent it to you guys.
I sent it to you.
What the hell? I got the log right here.
Listen, I don't like when Ryan does this, but why are you letting people behind the curtain, man?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Last night was so...
You talk about the chat all the time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Last night, I was so devastated, I couldn't even tweet.
Checkmate.
He couldn't tweet. And, you know, he gets really in-depth in those tweets that he has to really think
He's
about.
He's a great basketball mind on Twitter. Maybe
as
the greatest.
Said.
Can I tell you that I was really disappointed that he said, like, congrats, Denver, or something like that? Like, he gave them a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was like, all right, come on. Get out of here, dude. Get
damn.
The fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Laker or are you not a Laker? It's ride or die. Can we just be unreasonable?
Sportsmanship starts at the end of the series. In the middle,
it
doesn't matter.
Then, no.
Uh-uh.
Come on, Magic.
So is Denver in trouble?
We got him right where we want him.
Yeah. Why are you putting a big red nose on your... what is this white face paint that you're putting on? Wait, Alex, put that wig down, that very colorful wig.
You remember that video that's like, I'm the Joker, baby?
Uh-huh, of course. The only Joker in my head.
Uh-huh.
In my heart. Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, and Alex is going to say, all they did was hold home court. That's it.
That's all they did.
Hey, we've all peaked a Reddit today.
That's all they did. And Alex needs to put down these size 35 shoes, these big red 35.
There's a lot of series left.
Oh, no.
There's 50% of it left.
I saw there also on NBA Twitter, there's like so many people saying like Steph wouldn't do, because the thing we didn't talk about too is LeBron had that wide open shot at the end.
Fucking missed it.
And a lot of people are mad because he took that shot with a lot of time left on the shot clock, but about
8 seconds left.
8 seconds on the shot clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then about like 15, 16 seconds on the game clock, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to shoot that.
Yeah.
The man is on the floor. There's no one within a 2-mile radius around you.
You got to take it.
You got to take it. Doesn't matter what. Yeah.
You got to load up, though.
Also,
he was not expecting to take that shot.
He wasn't. Long shot, long rebound. Does anybody want to try to go get an offensive fucking rebound?
I would have loved it.
Any fucking buddy.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
If Christian Brown is out here getting rebounds, fucking anybody on the Lakers can get offensive rebounds.
It's rough, man.
Someone said Steph Curry would never miss that shot.
Well, I see he seemed to have missed it in the play-in game.
Do you want to know how many missed shots Curry has to take the lead in the final 50 seconds of a fourth quarter overtime in the playoffs?
Isn't he like 2 for 15 or something like that?
Steph Curry has missed 100% of the shots with less than 50 seconds in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, in the fourth overtime. He is 0 for 14.
That's
in any shot, not just three-pointers. Any shot. Yeah.
So take that, Mike 78294 Denver from Aurora, wherever it is that you're from.
I'm coming for you. Also, like people were pointing out, like in the early during the first Bulls three-peat, Jordan had like a horrific field goal percentage. He was like in the high 20s. But he just made those clutch shots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Who was also playing horrible teams. Like the
hold on, one of those teams was the Lakers. You watch your, you hold your tongue.
Yeah, but it was, wasn't it Magic Johnson in 92?
Hey, come on.
Was that peak Magic Johnson?
Do you think
Johnson?
He was so sad then he couldn't tweet about it?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I do think so. Yeah.
Cookie.
Did Jordan blame a game on like a wisdom tooth thing? I saw someone tweet that out. Because LeBron, you know, after the game was like, you know, the refs messed up, this happened, that happened. Like, you know, Jordan wouldn't ever complain.
Jordan lost for most of his fucking career,
know.
Too.
He
just
lost
had
the first 10 years of his
career. Yeah, he gets like 2 good 3-year runs.
Yeah.
And also he takes a 2-year break because of gambling debts.
Here's the quote.
I blamed on something else.
Yeah.
I didn't shoot well in the second half. I'm having trouble with my teeth. I have a wisdom tooth coming up.
Yo, sometimes you have... He said that today?
No, in the playoffs.
Oh, Jordan said that.
Yeah, Jordan said that. Yeah. I just love, you know, this new era of people, like, kind of coming at for Jordan, like, with actual real stats and, like, it's kind
of
great.
Did you see, like, the plus minus of, like, the teams that Jordan faced versus the teams LeBron faced? Every team that LeBron faced was, like, a +7 to, like, a +14.
Yeah.
And all the Jordan teams were like +3. That was like the opponent's point of victory. It was a bad era for. I mean, it was like full of cocaine and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Jordan wasn't partaking in none of that.
Oh, absolutely. Why would he?
Absolutely.
It's no fun.
Not.
He's there to win, not enjoy himself.
Historically, not a guy who likes to go out and have fun.
Someone said that Jordan never went 0-10 against the Nuggets.
Did he actually go 0-10 against the Nuggets?
He went he lost 13 straight to the Celtics for a run. So I'm loving it. Anyway, just
we could win one.
I guess we could. It's
he won't let it in. He can't let it in.
No, it's not impossible.
I have such
of
bad...
Of course, any team could win against any other team.
Yeah.
The
could they? Because it doesn't seem like we
can. We can. We have beat the Nuggets in the past. That's another thing, too. The Nuggets were bad in the 90s, and people were saying, like, MJ killed the Nuggets. Yeah, who were they playing? There's
they were
no
playing,
any...
like, Alex English.
They didn't have fucking Jokic.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. What was I saying?
I don't know. It's not impossible.
Yes. The Pistons could beat the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a chance. The Lakers can beat the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. They can.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
Yeah, in a 7-game series, it doesn't seem likely.
Probable. I do not think the Lakers are going to win another game in the 2023-2024 season.
Damn.
I think we're going to win one.
I'm going to hope we win one, and I hope it's not 4.
Although we went to that game 3 or game 4.
I think it was it was the first crypto.
Yeah. Playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Murray had like 37.
Yeah. And that was a game where we played well.
Yeah.
We were winning, leading the whole game.
We could have won.
We could have won. And then in the late third, throughout the whole fourth, we said no.
Yeah. We said, hey, you guys have the game.
We're out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a sharpened halberd.
Yeah.
And I will put my own head on this stone.
Yeah. I'm Sean Bean.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Chop it off. Chop it off.
Yeah.
That's all I got. What do you got? You guys got anything else?
That's all I got.
Yeah. All right. When are our games? We got one Thursday. We got an extra rest. We got a travel day and
we don't play tomorrow?
No, we play Thursday.
Ooh, that's nice.
So we had a travel day and an extra day of rest. Then
that
we play
helps LeBron.
Thursday, then we play Saturday. And then, if you're asking me, we don't play again.
Ever again.
Ever again.
Until November.
Nah.
October? Late October?
But also, if we get swept, it means that we're going to change the team, and that's going to suck, too. We're going to get, like, Trae Young or somebody. Bozo.
God.
So, yeah.
Okay,
really.
In hindsight, do we take Kyrie? in hindsight, you get Kyrie that was just on the Mavs? Because remember, we don't take Kyrie because he's kind of fucking wild when he's
Yeah,
being
he
proposed.
Was pretty wild that year.
I feel like they were overcharging us, too.
They were overcharging.
Yeah.
They were overcharging. But if you think we're going to get Trae Young for free.
Yeah, that stinks.
Also, getting Trae Young for free, let's say he's, I don't know his contract, let's say he's out of contract, he just chooses to sign with us, still has its own cost.
Yeah.
So.
You say that we're going to change, but this is from Anthony Irwin at LakersDaily.com. Darvin Ham is likely set to return as Lakers coach next year, even with a potential early playoff exit. This is, again, just like the injuries, players coming back, this is not from the team.
Well,
this is from an insider, the sources say.
Yeah, insiders change their mind all the time.
No.
They also get put outside at times.
Yeah.
So.
I just don't, you know, from what has happened this season, I truly don't believe he's a good coach.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
No.
I can tell you Vogel wouldn't have lost this much.
I don't know about that either.
I said it out loud. And I was
it
like,
still would be the Lakers versus Jokic and Jamal Murray.
Yeah,
and
that's
fair. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He did win against them.
He did.
He did win with Dwight Howard. You're right. Dwight Howard won against Jokic. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Did we? No, because, yeah, our streak started after that year with Vogel. Yeah, so.
Yep. Anyway, we stink.
We stink. And
we might not even come back to say bye to you guys. We might see you in October as well. Just to say, fuck this, man.
We'll probably come back and do a little recap.
More.
Yeah, a little recap.
Okay.
Yeah. Alex, you have anything else to say? Anything else you want to bring up?
I wanted to like this team all year. I thought we were better than our record shows. If we played OKC round one, I think we'd get a little bit further, but this is just how the way, you know, life goes.
This is the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
We see Denver, and, you know, we don't do well.
Right. Thanks for listening, everybody. yeah, make sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment. Rate, review. Share it, and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
Season's almost over, maybe. Unless.
Okay, season's almost over.
Yeah, season's almost over.
Season's almost over. What do you guys, Kev, you going, what are you doing?
I am, depending on how fast I can get to Whole Foods, I'm going to go buy some meat.
Some meat.
I went grocery shopping before I came here, but I made sure to buy nothing that would go warm. In my car. No meat, no milk, no yogurt, stuff like that. So now I got to go close the grocery shopping.
Yes.
I think they close at 10. If not, I got to go to an Albertsons.
Yeah.
You can go to the, Albertsons up
this
the
one
street.
Right over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's Lassen's there too, though.
I'm
right
not
there.
Doing that. Okay. I just prefer the meat at Whole Foods.
Yeah, me too. Trader Joe's has good prices.
I don't fuck with that.
I do not like
they
meat
fuck themselves.
At Trader Joe's. It's weird meat.
Yeah.
I've gotten a few pieces of meat there before, and I'm like, what am I chewing on right now? I don't like it. Alex, what are you doing?
I'm going to make dinner.
Oh. What's for dinner?
Somebody already made it to Whole Foods, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Chicken, Albertsons.
Did you get chicken from Trader Joe's?
No, Albertsons.
Okay. Then why did you try to send me to Trader Joe's?
Because I got wings from there earlier this week.
Okay, that's fair.
They turned out well.
All right.
I'm going to try to find good street parking, and then maybe I'll get an orange Dreamsicle Frosty.
From Wendy's?
Yeah, yeah. They got orange Dreamsicles.
By the Wendy's?
Pretty close to it. Yeah, the one in Vermont.
You're going to walk to that one?
No. I'm going to drive
there's something
through.
About that block, dude. Every time I'm on that block, I'm like, I don't want to be here. One block up, one block over.
Oh,
I don't care. That
it's
block.
It's a bad block.
It's a
bad block. Oh, yeah.
Block.
Bad block, but orange Dreamsicle.
That sounds good, too.
All right, let's get you to Whole Foods. All right,
okay.
All right, everybody.
Bye.